My name is Lynn, and I'm a programmer here at CJSF. This year, CJSF is completing a multi-year project to replace our broadcasting tower on top of Burnaby Mountain. It's a costly but necessary project that will help us set up to reach our community across Greater Vancouver on FM airwaves for many years to come. Help us rise higher and reach further with a supporting donation to our Fund Drive campaign at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-2573. With your support, we are up, up and away to a brighter future.
Why, hello. That was a familiar voice. That's right, you heard it. This week is an extra special episode that we are running for Fun Drive, which is November 3rd, which was yesterday to the 9th. And basically, we do this every year because we get a certain amount of funding from the government, but most of other funding comes from our donors. And so if you just we're asking for a minimum of $35 donation, but like, even if you can contribute $5, that would be more than enough. We are currently at $2,400. And as the announcement said, we are aiming to replace our FM tower. I think I was talking to our music coordinator and he was saying that we haven't had it replaced since like the 80s or 90s. So we do really need the money. So if you're able to donate, that would be great. Anyways, that's my plug. As you heard, my name is Lynn, and you're tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. So, in the theme of up, up, and away, we have a bunch of, like, kind of the motif is, like, hot air balloons. And so I figure let's go for a bit of a dreamier vibe, and I don't know, it's beginning of November, everyone's tired, so just let's unwind and listen to some really nice, pretty things. And we're going to start off with some Prefab Sprout. So they are probably one of the cheesiest, like, 80s bands, but they have some of the most beautiful synths I've ever heard. And they have this album, Jordan, the Comeback. And I've never quite understood it, but it's basically about, like, it's a concept album about Elvis, but it's not about Elvis. It's kind of like giving Bye Bye Birdie, if you've heard or listened to the Bye Bye Birdie soundtrack. It's really bizarre. I urge you to go listen to it. We're going to listen to a song called All the World Loves Lovers. And then following that, we're going to start off with some 80s bands. Following that, we're going to listen to a cover of a Smith song by the Dream Academy called Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. You may have heard it from the Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack, when the scene when they're in the gallery and they're all like holding hands and Cameron's getting all depressed. And yeah, I don't know. I love that cover so much more than I love the original song, because I don't know. I'm one of those people who loves to hate Morrissey. Even though he's a genius, he's horrible. And whatever I can do to appreciate his lyrics without actually listening to Morrissey is great. And then after that, we're going to listen to a Cocteau Twins song called Phoebe Still a Baby from Bluebell Knoll. And I have an extra special announcement. My friend Julia and I, who is an avid supporter of my show, love her. Shout out Julia. If you're listening, Julia, I love you. we're going to do a Cocteau Twins deep dive into their entire discography, and I'm really excited. She's probably the biggest Cocteau Twins fan I know. So yeah, I hope you enjoy.
All the world loves lovers. All the world loves people in love. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Love whatever the price. All the world loves lovers. All the world loves people in love. Don't forget it. Don't don't forget it. Love whatever the price. Love. You and I won't lose our heads the way some lovers do, saying this will last forever when it's just a year or two. You and I won't be the fools that other lovers are, thinking every silver bottle top potentially a star. Still, all the world loves lovers, all the world loves people in love. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Love whatever the price. All the world loves lovers.
Seems
That was Cocteau Twins with For Phoebe Still a Baby from Bluebell Knoll. And it's very interesting. So Julia and I, we're going to go very, very deep into their entire catalog. This will be next Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's very interesting. So Robin Guthrie and Elizabeth Fraser used to be married, and they were in the band together. They've had kids together, and they broke up, and they had a really nasty divorce, and that's why they've said Cocteau Twins is never coming back. But they both have solo projects, I believe, Robin Guthrie under his own name, and then I forget the name of Elizabeth Fraser, but she also has worked with Massive Attack, plenty of other artists, and yeah, it's apparently very interesting, their dynamic, and so we're going to explore that a bit more. And then up next, we're going to listen to some Sweet Trip, because I really love Sweet Trip. We're going to listen to the song Milk. It's probably one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard. It's from the album, I should know this better, You Will Never Know Why. And then following that, we're going to listen to Pale Saint's cover of Kinky Love from their album Hunted. And it's very interesting. I've talked to quite a few people who've heard this song and did not know that it's a Nancy Sinatra song. And it's very, like, the Nancy Sinatra version is very, like, campy. And this is just almost, like, very, like, ethereal and dreamy. So that's really interesting. And then after that, we're going to listen to, off of one of my favorite albums of all time, Pet Grief, Tell by the Radio Department.
To be free.
That was the radio department with Tell from their 2006 album, Pet Grief. I really love the radio department because they speak out about a lot of political issues. They've been a very vocal supporter of Free Palestine. They actually, it was kind of funny, they were like, instead of radio department merch, what you can do is you can donate to a Palestinian organization of your choice, and you can write on a t-shirt, a blank t-shirt with a Sharpie, I support the radio department. I don't know. It was cute. And yeah, I also just wanted to take a moment and talk a bit more about Fun Drive and why you should care in general, because I did mention the radio tower, but we are a not-for-profit organization, and also just like current costs are rising. There's lots of inflation. And so because we're a community-run organization, we're always going to be tight on budget. We always have equipment that needs to be repaired. We have volunteers to train, and it's really integral that we get funding from sources other than government organizations because they can only do so much for us. And also, CJSF is not only just a college radio station, it's a community radio station. We have members of the community from all walks of life who have shows at CJSF, who volunteer with CJSF, and without the station, we wouldn't be able to support unique local perspectives. And so we would really appreciate if you contributed even just $5. Up next, we're going to be listening to Surrender by Suicide. If you can't tell, I'm going for a very dreamy synthy vibe today, and they're another band from the 80s. Little bit cheesy. I feel like the 80s is just full of cheesy synth pop, but I love it. And then after that, Always with Dreams Tonight. I'm sure you've heard that song from their album Antisocialites from, I think it was from 2014, something like that. Just a really pleasant album to listen to. And then after that, because those guys are from Toronto, You'll Never Get to Heaven is another band. I believe they are from Kitchener, with the song Beyond the Clouds.
I surrender, I surrender.